This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Extreme weather, the hurricanes and the rains and the wildfires have cost taxpayers more than $350 billion in the past decade. That's from a Government Accountability Office report, which goes on to say that those costs could double by the middle of the century. Meanwhile, President Trump's current budget proposal includes cuts to FEMA. And remember, he tweeted this month that FEMA is not going to be in Puerto Rico forever. All of which is to say that the towns and cities and states hit by recent disasters and those most at risk for future problems have plenty of cause to be nervous about the costs of rebuilding. Investors, it turns out, have reason to be nervous as well. S&P and Moody's have new reports out on the risks of federal disaster aid drying up while the costs of damages from those disasters continue to rise. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath reports.
Eric Glass manages billions of dollars for the investment firm AllianceBernstein. He says he's glad the ratings agencies are starting to consider climate risk in their municipal bond portfolios, but
I think it's duh that they should have been doing this already.
Glass says he's got $37 billion invested in muni bonds alone, and that he's used climate risk in his calculations for years.
Climate change will have a direct impact on the tax bases of municipalities. And I'm not going to invest in any municipality or municipal entity without them articulating a very solid resiliency plan.
Whether it's increased flooding in the South or drought and fires in the West, Glass says, climate change can turn towns and cities into riskier investments. A city funding its own rebuilding after a hurricane, say, might have a hard time paying back its bond debt at the same time. He says it's his duty to protect clients from that. Rob Fernandez is at Breckenridge Capital Investments. He says if a community does get a credit downgrade,
it's going to cost the community more to expand that school district, you know, build a new high school, build a new water treatment plant. It's going to cost more, and the community's residents are going to have to pay more.
And he adds, if a city wants to borrow money to protect itself from climate change, building higher levees or seawalls, for example, that'll cost more, too. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.